Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. I know you're broken, but
tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And if you're a champion, you ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy, bless his righteous name. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, hallelujah. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We say that you are great and you are greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we come on this day, Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to pray, another opportunity to serve, another opportunity to worship, another opportunity, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunities. Hallelujah. To serve in your kingdom, to worship in your presence. Father God, we thank you for the cleansing. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the release. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for this day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is so great, and your name is so greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the living God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, we ask that you would bless our services on today, where you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, Father God, and the word of God, amen, taken across the globe, around the world, amen, hallelujah. And we bless you, we magnify you, and we say hallelujah to your holy name, to your righteous name, to your glorious name, and to your victorious name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. We commend all things into your hands, and we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For your love, for your grace, and for your mercies. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministry, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen. I am Dr. Amen. Apostle Dr. Frida. Amen. Glory be to God. Just so happy to be in the Lord's service, serving in his kingdom. So glad to have you here with us on today too. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for this form of fellowship. Some of us can't do no better. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? When you do better, your better is your best. Amen. And it's all good. Amen. Because what we do is as unto the Lord. Amen. And little as much, if God is in it and our labor is not in vain. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. We had a conversation with you a couple of weeks ago. Amen. Encouraging you. Amen. Hallelujah. To keep walking on your road to destiny. Amen. Glory be to God. God is taking you somewhere. Amen. On the other side of Jordan. Amen. Glory be to God. And we learned about Elijah and Elisha. Amen. Glory be to God. And when it was time for Elijah to be taken out of earth and to be transitioned into heaven, glory be to God, Elijah didn't give no room, no space. He said, I ain't going to leave you. Glory be to God, because I walk with you, God, and I want a double anointing. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, we found out, amen, that he respected the man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He admired the man of God. Hallelujah. He admired the anointing that rested upon him. Glory be to God. And he wanted it. Amen. Glory be to God. And Elijah kept trying to pull him back. Amen. Trying to create some space. He said, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. I ain't going nowhere. And we can read about it in the book of 2 Kings. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Second chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that Elijah, amen, rolled up his sleeves. Amen. Took that mantle, struck the waters, and the waters divided into two, just like it did, amen, back when Moses, amen, rod opened up the Red Sea and the children of Israel crossed over on the other side. Amen. Glory be to God. We see here, amen, that God was about to do something new, but before he did, he had to first take him, amen, to a place, amen, a place where the crowd couldn't go. The crowd wasn't there, beloved. Amen. But Elijah had other prophets. Amen. Glory be to God. But they was not with him. The crowd was not there. It was just him and Elijah, just two. Somebody say two is enough. Oh, glory be to God. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10. Amen. Glory be to God. And the crowd could not go. Amen. Hallelujah. And their new level of destiny. Elijah was about to go someplace different, someplace new. It was a new level of destiny, a new level, a season of prosperity. Hallelujah. And God was doing all the leading. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Hallelujah. A place where the crowd could not go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wanted to speak, amen, some words to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the crowd would not be able to hear it, would not be able to see it. It was just for him. It was just for him. It was a just for him blessing. Somebody say, just for me. Glory be to God. Beloved, you got to know that everybody can't handle the blessing, amen, that's on your life, amen. So everybody can't handle the anointing that's on your life. Everybody can't handle the prosperity that's on your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God was taking him to the other side of Jordan. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. Sometimes God is trying to position you for what he's trying to get you ready for. Amen. The new thing that God wants to do in your life. But let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. Elijah knew, and Elijah knew too, that sometimes people will be messing up. Glory, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Glory be to God. Why? Because sometimes people will mess with your anointing, stop your blessings, keep you from reaching your new level of destiny. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. We have to always remember, amen, that there's four kinds of people. Amen. Those who add, those who subtract, those who multiply, and those who divide. Amen. And we have to, amen, have the boldness, the guts, amen, the discernment, amen, hallelujah, to be able to remove ourselves from those who subtract and those who divide. Amen. Why? Because they will slow your progress up. They will trip you up, stop you from becoming, amen, what God is destined for you to become. And so this is why sometimes, beloved, we have to do a little reevaluation in our family and our friends, amen. Glory be to God. The question, amen, that's hard to answer sometimes, but we just got to face it. Can they handle what God is about to do? Now, it's really two questions, amen. The first question, amen, is can you handle what God is about to do? And the answer to that is easy. The answer is yes, because if you couldn't, God wouldn't be ready to give it to you. Amen. But the real question is to the people around you, amen, glory be to God, can they handle what God is about, amen, to do? Amen. How will they respond, amen, when you enter into your next level of destiny? You know, just because someone says they are with you today don't mean they're going to be with you tomorrow, baby. Glory be to God. And we find that out, amen, when Joseph, 11 brothers, amen, and Joseph had a dream, amen, that God had given him. Glory be to God. But his brothers couldn't handle the dream. Oh no, they celebrated Joseph, I'm sure, amen, when he was born, amen, glory be to God, baby Joseph, amen, hallelujah, they celebrated him, passed the baby around, took turns changing his diapers, amen, glory be to God. But they became jealous, full of hatred and rage, amen, all because he had a dream. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Beloved, let me tell you something. But as long as you don't have a dream, don't have a vision, living in a world of average, people are okay with that. They ain't got no problem with that. Well, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But when you begin to move into the arena of greatness, glory be to God, you'll find out that people will rise up against you, even try to destroy you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People love being around you as long as you're not a threat to them and to their little kingdom. Glory be to God. They like you as long as you, they feel bigger than you, feel better than you. But once God begins to bless you and God begins to enlarge you, to increase you and to do some wonderful things in your life and in your ministry, and everything begins to prosper, everything gets bigger, bigger house, bigger car, bigger money, bigger relationship, bigger, amen, businesses. Glory be to God. Then, beloved, you watch out, as all hell begins to break loose. Glory be to God. I come to tell you this morning that you don't need those type of people in your life. And hallelujah. You need to go where you're celebrated and not where you're tolerated. You need people in your life who's going to celebrate you, not tolerate you. You need people who will rejoice when you are blessed. Celebrate your victory. Celebrate your promotions. Amen. And Jesus, amen, he tried to warn us as good as he can and make it very, very clear, amen, that with prosperity does come persecution. And he tells us that in Mark chapter number 10, verse number 29. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people, beloved, will get angry when God bless you. They will not celebrate your blessings. They want to rain on your parade. Amen. Become jealous, begin to falsely accuse you. Amen. Want to ask you, who do you think you are? How did you get so blessed? Amen. Glory be to God. But when they have a question, amen, you make sure you can answer. Amen. That you're blessed by the best. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are the heir of God. Amen. And the joint heir with Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, look, when people act funny, ain't it, and act like they want to walk away from the ministry, walk away from your personal life, walk away because they can't handle your blessings, baby, let me tell you, you got to let them go. Somebody said, let them go. Let them go. Some people just will not understand your blessings. They may want to walk out. So your reward would be much greater than the pain of your loss. So be encouraged, beloved. Sometimes sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. God, come to remind you this morning that your destiny is never tied to anyone who can walk away from you. So stop begging people, glory. Stop forcing people to stay and care for you, regardless of what they have done for you or what you have done for them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:19 tells us that many was able to walk away from us because they was never, and they could not continue with us because they was never with us in the first place. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, you got to believe and know that some people just aren't on the same level that you're on. They're not walking on the same level. They don't have the same spirit. Amen. They have different dreams. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can't make them stay either. If they decide they want to leave, glory be to God. Now, that does not make them a bad person, beloved. Amen. Maybe it's just that their part of the story is over. If somebody says it's over. God is starting a new chapter, and they're just not included. Otherwise, beloved, what you're going to do is find yourself spending all your time trying to resurrect a dead horse, trying to resurrect a relationship that God says is dead. Now, if God says it's dead, baby, can't nobody bring that to life. If somebody says dead, it's dead, it's dead. I want to tell you this morning that destiny is never tied to anyone who can walk away, amen, from you. Come on, be glad, hallelujah, and rejoice because God is doing something new. Come on now, let us pray for the gift of goodbye, goodbye, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Amen, glory be to God. Now, beloved, amen, you don't want to be hateful. You just want to be faithful. Amen, glory be to God. I come and tell you, hallelujah, that the exit door, amen, hallelujah, is just as important as the entrance door. The bathroom in your house is just as important as the kitchen in your house. Glory be to God. And God is allowing people to exit, hallelujah, your life. Hallelujah. Why? So that you will be in the proper position to receive the blessing that God has destined for you. Now, hallelujah, you don't allow yourself to become bitter. Amen. If they decide to walk, amen, because people will walk, and yes, people will betray you. Now, betrayal is something that other people do to you, amen, but bitterness is something that you do, amen, to yourself. Jesus had 12 disciples, glory be to God, and one of them was the devil, hallelujah. Judas, the devil, amen, glory be to God. He saw Jesus for 3 years in action, glory be to God. He saw Jesus' miracles. He saw all the works, the glory, the things that Jesus was doing, amen, the glorified the Father, yet Judas still walked away, amen, from Jesus. He walked him, and not only did he just walk away, he also, amen, betrayed him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And not only did he walk, not only did he betray him, but he betrayed him with a kiss. Glory be to God. For beloved, Jesus refused to, amen, to become bitter. Amen. He looked beyond his present pain to the victory of the cross. So Jesus was constantly being misjudged, amen, not just by Judas, but by a soul. So many people around him, the people that thought they knew him but did not know him at all. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning. Don't waste time defending your actions to people that don't really care, because some people are not happy unless they are stirring up some type of drama, some type of strife, and some type of conflict. But look, you do not have time for the foolishness. Shut the noise. Glory be to God. Some people will never, ever understand you, beloved, and the other half, amen, don't want to understand you. Well, if it really doesn't matter, though, if they understand you or don't want to understand you, see, as long as you have the right thoughts about yourself and you know what God thinks about you, that's the most important thing. What does God think about me? Glory be to God. Beloved, being misjudged by people is a part of the process, and you have to go through, amen, on the road to your journey. You're not going to get there. You're not going to get there without being misunderstood. You're not going to get there without being betrayed. You're not going to get there without people walking away from you. Just not going to get there. Amen. Make up your mind that I'm going to get there. Make up your mind I'm going to do it. Amen. Beloved, you cannot waste time on the critics. Glory be to God. Proverbs 23:9 tells us that critical people are people who are hurt. They're hurt people. They're disappointed in themselves, so they destroy, amen, successful people around them. Glory be to God. Don't spend more time with a critic than you spend with a true friend, beloved. People will walk away on your road to to your journey, the road to your destiny. That's a fact of the matter, fact of life, fact of the kingdom. You can't change that. But there are some that you must walk away from. Some going to walk away from you. Some of you got to walk away from them. People in your world that should not have been there in the very place, first place. Glory be to God. How was they allowed to get there? How did they get in? How did they sneak in? And they stayed there so long. Glory be to God. But it's time to go, somebody say. Amen. It's time to go. They are holding you back from your destiny. They're stopping you from moving forward and experiencing all the blessing that God has for you. Nobody, absolutely nobody, is worth your destiny. I come to encourage you. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go and begin to move on. Beloved, you have to know, amen, hallelujah, Satan's most successful entry point into a believer's life is through another individual. Yes, beloved, people bring spirits with them when they come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some people are nothing but carriers from hell, carrying spirits with them. These spirits are assigned to keep you, Y-O-U, amen, from moving forward into the next level of your destiny. Don't let everybody, somebody say, don't let everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody into your world. Glory be to God. Beloved, there's a high price for having the wrong people in your life. Jesus refused to let everybody in his world. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. Jesus, now he preached to the multitude. He preached to everybody. Amen. Nobody lacking. Amen. Everybody who wanted to work, who received the work of Jesus, amen, did not slack anybody. But Jesus only had 70 disciples. See, everybody was not his disciple. He only had 70. Glory be to God. And then out of the 70, he only had 12 of them that was chosen. Amen. Now, out of the 12 that was chosen, one of them was the devil. Glory be to God. Now, Jesus, amen, had an inner circle. Out of the 12, he had three that was closer to his bosom. That was Peter, James, and John. Glory be. Now, Jesus didn't spend a lot of time with any of them except the 12. Except the 12, and then especially, amen, the three within the 12. Glory be to God. Neither did Jesus, amen, impart to everyone. See, everyone did not get up the impartation. Glory be to God. Even the 12 had a hard time understanding the cross. Peter wanted to stop Jesus from going to the cross. Glory be to God. When Jesus told the disciples that in a few days he was going to be crucified, for it is written, to this end was I born, Peter immediately told Jesus not to talk like that. Said, Jesus, don't say that. Don't say that. You're not going to no cross over a dead body. Glory be to God. God, Jesus had to rebuke Peter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because Peter, if it was in his power to do so, he was going to not let Jesus go to the cross. If he could find a way, he was going to make it happen. And so we find in Matthew chapter 16:23, where Jesus told Peter, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Here, Jesus was calling Peter Satan. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And see, what was he telling Peter? He was telling Peter, this is not God's plan. This is a part of my destiny. I must go to the cross. I must fulfill the purpose for which I have come. Don't try to stop me from what I am predestined to do. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to open your mouth and tell them, don't try to stop me from what I am destined to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Get thee behind me, Satan. Nobody is more important than your destiny. Nobody is worth losing your destiny over. Beloved, have you noticed here, amen, hallelujah, that Jesus called Peter, amen, one of his, amen, closest disciples, amen, he called him a devil. See, now Judas, amen, who was really the devil, amen, Jesus betrayed Jesus. Jesus called Judas a friend. Glory be to God. Have you ever wondered why? Glory be to God. Well, beloved, let me answer that right now. Peter was trying to stop Jesus from going to the next level of his destiny. See, and Judas was helping him to fulfill his destiny. And that's why he called Peter a devil and called Judas a friend. Anyone that helps you, amen, to fulfill your destiny, beloved, is your friend. Anybody that hinders you from fulfilling your destiny, amen, is amen, the working of the devil. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the miracles that Jesus did, amen, was not his destiny. He did mighty miracles, great miracles, but that was not his destiny. They were simply things that he did on the road to his destiny. Glory be to God. But his destiny was the cross. His destiny was the crucifixion. Oh, glory be to God. The things that you are doing, beloved, are the things you're doing on the road to your destiny. But it is not your destiny. Glory be to God. And you can't walk with a whole lot of people while you're walking to your destiny. Beloved, the closer Jesus got to his destiny, hallelujah, glory be to God, the closer he got to the cross, which was his destiny, which was his purpose, the purpose for which he was born, the more people began to misunderstand him. They lied on him. They persecuted him. More and more and more people began to forsake him. Many left him. That he finally turned to the 12 and asked them, to see, said, look, y'all going to leave me too? Y'all going to leave me too? In St. John chapter 6, verse 67. Beloved, let me say this as I close on this one. If you are being misunderstood, lied on, persecuted on by those you once thought were your true friends, it's just a sign that you are closer to your destiny. If there has been an increase of spiritual warfare against you, it's a sign that Satan has discovered your purpose and that you are closer to a breakthrough than ever before. Before Jesus returned to Galilee full of power and the Spirit of God, he went through a time of spiritual warfare. And after he faced an increase of demonic activity, began his miracle and his ministry with signs, with miracles, and with wonders. Somebody say, thank God for the signs. Thank God for the miracles. Thank God for the wonders. Beloved, the closer you get to your destiny, you will find all kinds of unusual things will begin to happen. People will begin to hate you. But beloved, you got to learn how to turn your haters into elevators, your stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Refuse to let people pull you down. Instead, let them lift you up to a higher place of blessings and glory. Just like Jesus, when he got ready to enter into the next level of his destiny, his friendship circle began to change. Beloved, your friendship circle will also change. Every time you are about to experience something new in your life, new in your ministry, new in your business, new in your family, this change will occur. I come to tell you today that change is necessary for your next level. Remember, everybody will not be able to go where you are going to go. Everybody will not be able to hear what God is going to speak to you, and a lot of people will not be able to handle the blessings you are about to receive. Beloved, that's just the way it is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I come to encourage you to keep going, to keep going, keep going, beloved. Because not only, amen, will you be fighting against people, not only will people be pulling on your destiny, not only will people be trying, amen, and hating up on you, lying up on you, trying to trip you up, trying to bring the drama, trying to bring the confusion, trying to bring discouragement, trying to get you to turn around. Oh, yes, beloved, that's one level of fighting. Glory be to God. But I come to tell you today, glory be to God, that Satan is going to be fighting too. Oh, glory be to God. I come to tell you that Satan, the accuser of the brother. Now, amen, hallelujah. He's going to come to try to stop you and get you to become weary and well-doing. He's going to come and try to stop you. Glory be to God, to keep you from entering to your wealthy place. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's going to come and try to get you to curse God. He's going to come and try to get you to come and quit. Amen. Hallelujah. In the kingdom, give up on God. Hallelujah. Go back, amen, to where you came from. Go back into the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I'm telling you, it's a force from every angle. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you feel like you're being hit from the north, the south, the east, the west, and the center. Sometimes you feel like everywhere you turn, here go a blow. Amen. Glory be to God, where Satan is putting up his best fight to stop you from moving forward, because he knows if you keep going, you're going to make it. If you keep going, you're going to get there. He can't have it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, I come to encourage you today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That your setbacks are only preparing you for a comeback. Hallelujah. And you got to keep pressing forward. Hallelujah. And keep going. Brother Paul said, amen. Hallelujah. Not leaving those things which are behind. I press toward the mark of the high prize of God and in the calling of God in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:28 says, and we know the that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. I come to tell you, don't let the devil slow you down. Don't let the devil trick you up. I tell you, everything within you, you got to man up. Glory be to God. And tell yourself, I can make it. I can do this thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. Glory be to God. I come to tell you that even the things that the devil mean for evil, God will turn them into good. Glory be to God. Your future is not controlled by your circumstances. The devil doesn't have the power to stop you from what God says you will become. The devil doesn't control your future. And God has already planned out your future. He has predestined what you will become. Glory be to God. And what you will do. All you have to do, glory be to God, is find out God's plan for you and walk into it. Hallelujah. How do I do that, Pastor Bradford? One step at a time, baby. Hallelujah. Don't try to run the whole yard. Hallelujah. Don't try to take the whole stairwell. Just take one step at a time. Hallelujah. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. You simply walk into your destiny one step at a time. Your enemies do not have the power to stop you from going, hallelujah, to the place where God has called you to. The devil does not have the power to stop you. I come to encourage you today that you can only be stopped if you give up. As long as you give up, baby, hallelujah, can't no power in hell, the devil himself, no people can stop you from reaching your destiny, regardless of what others say about you. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Men and women of faith, believe me, glory be to God when I say, hallelujah, if God said it, he would do it. If God said it, he will do it. If God said it, it's already done. Beloved, in my closing today, I just want you to know that God believes in you. Glory be to God. You might be struggling, hallelujah, with faith to believe in yourself. Your family, your friends, your neighbors, they might not believe in you. They might have your doubts. They always want to accuse you of something you did on yesterday, something you did in the past, and nobody has faith in your future. But I come to tell you today that God believes in you. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Glory be to God. Let every man be a liar, but let God be true. I come to tell you that God's promises are true. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen. And the glory of God, hallelujah, by us. God will do what he said he will do concerning your life. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Beloved, let me tell you, you don't need everybody to believe in you. You just need the right people. Glory be to God. You need to believe in yourself. And most importantly, believe in God, because God believes in you. Believe that he is with you, and believe that God is for you. Romans 8:31, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I come to tell you today that you can make it. I come to tell you that you can make it. Saints, glory be to God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, when times get hard, on the road to your destiny, you got to do like David did. David encouraged himself. The Bible says David was greatly discouraged. The people was talking about stoning him. The souls of the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and his daughter. But David encouraged himself.
Sometimes you'll feel like nobody understands what you're going through. Hallelujah, as you begin to reach your destiny. There will be times when you feel like giving up. There will be times when you feel like there's nobody there to encourage you. But beloved, in these moments, in these times, I come to tell you, you got to encourage yourself. Glory be to God, be encouraged. Don't expect everybody to understand. Don't expect everybody, hallelujah, to speak words of encouragement, because it's not going to happen. But you got to know how to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. During times of discouragement, during times of tests, keep on encouraging yourself. Hallelujah. Some people are discouraged. Some people are frustrated and not going forward in God because of the people who they allow to speak into their lives. Don't allow everybody that carries a Bible to prophesy over you. Don't allow everybody to lay hands on you. Protect your anointing. Protect your dreams. Protect your visions. Watch who you allow to impart into your life. Some people will impart fear instead of faith. Some people, even though they claim to be a Christian, possibly even a man or a woman of God, they are operating in a bad spirit. And when they minister to you, they will impart their bad spirit into your spirit. Beloved, you need people in your life who believe in you. You need people in your life who believe in your destiny. You need people in your life who are stable, not people who are like the wind. One day they blow this way, the next day they blow another way. One day they say one thing, the next day they say another thing. One day they believe in you, the next day they don't believe in you. One day they are for you, the next day they are against you. Beloved, you don't need people in your life that play with your emotions. If somebody doesn't like you, wouldn't you rather them tell you up front how they feel? If you are not careful, beloved, the devil will send people into your life that will have you spending all your time trying to figure them out. You'll be trying to figure out if they like you or if they don't like you. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Glory be to God. If they are against you or for you, you'll be wondering if they believe in you or if they don't believe in you. You will become confused trying to figure out if they are Peter or Judas. Let those people go, beloved. You don't have time for confusion. Life is short. God is taking you somewhere. You can't afford to let people play with your emotions, beloved. You need people in your life, stable people. I'm not wishy-washy people, not up and down people, not hot and cold people, people that you can trust, people that love you when you are on top of the world, and yet they still love you when the world seems to be on top of you, people who will stand with you on a mountain, but they are still there when you are in the valley. People who will stand beside you during the heat of the battle and say, hallelujah, I'm going to help you fight your way out of the battle. I'm in this thing with you through the thick, through the thin, or through the fire, through the storm. That's the type of amen that you need in your life. Everybody didn't go across Jordan, beloved, to the place where Elijah was going to receive his double portion anointing. Everybody didn't go. No. The Bible says there was 400 prophets. Hallelujah. They didn't go. Hallelujah. It was only Elisha. Only Elisha was there to go. Hallelujah. With Elijah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He was the only one to receive the double portion of his spirit. Beloved, hear me and hear me well. Everybody won't go where you're going, and everybody won't go where you're about to go, because everybody can't go, don't want to go. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Invite them. It's okay to invite them. Hallelujah. But if they refuse, hallelujah, you got to move on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got to move on. I got to go. I got to go. God is calling me somewhere, and I got to go. I asked you to go with me. You don't want to go, but you can't hinder me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't waste your time, beloved. Trying to beg them. Don't waste your time trying to convince them to go. Let me say this. A lot of birds may fly. Hallelujah. But they are not all eagles. All birds are not eagles. And regardless of how high other birds may fly, no other bird can fly as high as an eagle. They were made to go where no other bird can go. Beloved, I come to tell you today, remind you, you are like the eagle. Hallelujah. You are made to go where others cannot go. You were created to soar. You were born for destiny. Tell the people in your life, I want you to go with me. I want you to go where I'm going. I want you to see what I'm about to see. I want you to live what I'm about to live. I want you to experience what I'm about to experience. I want you to partake in what God is about to give me. But, somebody say, but if you refuse, somebody say, I must go on. I got to go. Somebody say, I must go on. I got to go. I don't want to leave you behind. But if I have to, I will. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, beloved, that Elisha crossed over with Elijah. Hallelujah. Just the two of them alone. Glory be to God. I come to tell you the crowd won't be there, beloved. You got to be comfortable, amen, with yourself. You got to be comfortable with small numbers. Hallelujah. Know that God is a big number all by himself. Glory be to God. There are secrets that God wants to reveal to you, but he can't reveal the secrets as long as you have too many negative words being spoken into your life. There are places that God wants to take you, but God can't do it as long as you allow people to hold you back. There are blessings that God wants to give you, but he can't as long as people have a stronger influence in your life than he does. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Once Elijah and Elijah crossed the Jordan, beloved, the Bible says a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared, and Elijah was taken up into the heavens by a whirlwind. And we can read that in 2 Kings chapter number 2, verse number 11. And when Elijah was taken up into the heavens by a whirlwind, beloved, the sons of the prophets, hallelujah, who were trained under his ministry, wasn't there. They wasn't there. The sons of the prophet wasn't there. You say, where's my family? They not there. Where my peeps? They not there. Where my bosom buddies? They ain't there. Why? Because they couldn't go. They wasn't ready. They couldn't handle the blessing that God is about to give you. Everybody can't handle it, beloved. They just can't handle it. You just got to just, it's a fact of the journey. It's a fact of the kingdom. Everybody can't handle what God is about to do. Make sure you can handle it. Make sure you make up your mind. You will not be delayed. You will not be denied, and you will not accept any substitution. Amen. Say, I got to go, baby. I love you. Amen, but I got to go. Hallelujah. The multitude that he had preached to and ministered to, amen, was not there. Glory be to God. When Elijah went up, there was only one faithful person, beloved. Hallelujah. As we read in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 12, it was Elisha. Just one faithful person. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. When Joseph was, hallelujah, promoted, amen, hallelujah, the vice president in the region, his brothers wasn't there. They wasn't there, beloved. Hallelujah. When Jesus, amen, died on the cross, his disciples wasn't there. They wasn't there. They wasn't there. Beloved, let me tell you something. Be prepared. Your family, your friends, your loved ones, the majority of them may not be there. Let them go. Hallelujah. God will reconnect you. And if need be, he'll give you a new family. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because Elijah was willing to leave the multitude behind. Because he was willing to walk away from the sons of the prophets and go where they were not willing to go. He received the thing that he desired so much. He received a double portion of Elijah's anointing because he was willing to go. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Any of the sons of the prophets could have been there to pick up the mantle. God don't pick and choose. any other sons of the prophets could have been there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they chose a view from afar off. Hallelujah. They even tried to stop Elisha from following Elijah. But Elisha was determined to stay with Elijah regardless of the cost. Elijah simply walked away from the sons of the prophets, and he crossed the Jordan without them. Amen. Pressing into his destiny. Pressing into his destiny. Beloved, are you refused? Are you, you have to refuse defeat. You got to make up your mind. I'm going to get what God got for me. You got to make up your mind. You got to be hungry for it. You got to hunger and thirst after righteousness. You got to want it. It's not what other people want for you. It's what you, it's what God wants for you and what you want for yourself. That's the only thing that matters. Beloved, if you have to walk away from some people to get to the place that God is calling you, I say start the walking. Ain't no need to wait until tomorrow. I say start the walking. Glory be to God. Because once you get there and receive what God has for you, you'll be so glad you did. Hallelujah. Because your life will never be the same. And you have to remember, everybody can't go where God is about to take you. The question is, do you want to go? You have to be ready to refuse defeat. From people, refuse defeat, amen, from Satan and the satanic warfare that he's going to rage up against you. Oh, it's going to be a fight. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. It's going to be a fight. I ain't going to lie to you. See, but you got to make up your mind you win, because you do. You got to make up your mind. I win and the devil lose. I win and the devil lose. I win and the devil lose. Because if God be for me, even the devil is in trouble. Do you want to go? Come on. Let's get started. Amen. Let's walk. Amen. Let's walk. Amen. I tell you what, if nobody else will walk with you, I'll walk with you. Because I need somebody to walk with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, we thank you for this encouraging word. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, helping us to refuse defeat. Amen, Father God, hallelujah. Those who are hating on us, lying on us, killing us, all because we have a dream, all because we have a destiny, all because we have a goal, all because we have an anointing, all because we have a promise, Father God, that we make up our mind that we're not going to let no devil in hell stop us and hold us back from what you have already given us. So, oh, Father God, and we have created a whole bunch of haters, people pretending to be with us, but they not with us at all, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They just want to see what they can get, why they can get it. But, Father God, we want to say thank you for where you're calling us. They can't, not only do they not want to go, they can't go, Father God, but we say we will go. Huh? We will go, Father God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father, for our destiny. Thank you for our future. Thank you for the promise. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for helping us to help ourselves to keep on walking, Father God. It's hard to walk away from people, Father God. Some people are walking away from us. Some people we got to walk away from. And sometimes, Father God, that can be very, very difficult when we think about the things they did for us and the things we did for them. But, Father God, hallelujah, nothing is more important than our destiny being fulfilled, Father. And as long as you never walk away from us, we are not abandoned. So we say we will go. And we thank you for helping us to get there. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the service on today. Thank God for the word on today. Glory be to God. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hallelujah. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. And what we are doing. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Hallelujah. We have early morning prayer on social media, 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen. We have Bible study on Wednesday night. We're on all of the internet TVs, Apple TV, Roku TV, TV. Amen. Follow our ministry. Right now we are an internet media ministry. Amen. Until, amen, we combine the two. amen, with our new building, and then we will continue to keep the media ministry. So don't worry about it, amen. We ain't going nowhere, amen. If you desire, amen, to sow, amen, into the word, amen, that's going forth today, refuse and defeat, amen. You can visit our website for our mailing address at P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Amen and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, come on. Amen. You'll never reach your divine destiny. Amen. Without him, because your destiny is found in him and through him. Amen. Repeat after me. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. I ask that you would save my soul. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I invite him into my heart to live forever and help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Hallelujah. There it is. There it is. 10 seconds. 10 seconds, and you transition, and you were adopted into God's kingdom. Reach out to us and let us know. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Refuse defeat. Be adamant. Make up your mind that you can do this. Make up your mind that you can make it. Make up your mind that you can win. And when you do, you will. Because as a man thinketh in their heart, so is he. As a woman thinks in her heart, so is she. If you tell yourself you can, or if you tell yourself you can't, either way, you're right. Amen. So I want you to tell yourself you can do this. And you want all that God has for you, and you're going to get it, and you ain't going to let nobody, lotty-dotty, and nobody stop you from your destiny. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful, glorious, fantastic day on today. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen.
I shall rise. I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. And because I am the greatest power, we shall go.
Say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.